Blackstone Publishing presents The Highlander's Gift by Eliza Knight. This book is read by Anthony Ferguson. Prologue. Dunrobin Castle, Scottish Highlands, Fall, 1306.
I want to be knight for the day.
A petulant lass with golden locks crossed her arms over her chest and glowered at the line of grubby lads with their wooden swords tucked into the corded belts of their plaids. For the first time in her short life, she had the chance to prove something.
Ye canna, ye're a lass. Go back to the keep and help the meads with their chores.
Several of them snickered and rubbed elbows at that. Snorting, another added,
Aye, go and milk a cow. Or knead the bread.
The list of chores typically delegated to females continued on for several minutes. All the while, the young lass's face grew redder and redder, her fists tighter and tighter, until one particular lad stepped forward. He opened his mouth to say something, but she didn't let him get further than that. She tugged her arm back, as she'd seen her brothers do, and let her tiny fist fly, landing hard on his chin.
Zoons, that hurt.
Her knuckles were instantly red and stinging. She thought the whole point of hitting a lad would be to hurt him, not herself. Surprised, the lad stumbled back a few paces, eyes wide.
What the hell did you go and do that for? I was going to tell these raven-gut idiots to give ye a shot.
She was immediately contrite. But being as stubborn as she was, and feeling more than mildly embarrassed, she pursed her lips in a frown and refused to say anything at all. The other lads were laughing, doubled over as they slapped their knees and rolled around on the ground, clearly not taking her seriously.
You're on your own then, wee chicken,
the lad said, backing away and rubbing his reddened jaw.
Wait,
she whispered, stepping forward and looking at him nervously.
Ye'll really let me try?
He smirked, green eyes flashing with some emotion she couldn't understand.
I'm not so sure anymore after the way ye just walloped me.
The lass stiffened her spine, knowing exactly what mocking was when directed at her.
Why's that? Ye think I fight like a lass? Nay, just the opposite.
Most of the lads had stopped laughing long enough to listen, surprised perhaps that the older lad had just admitted her blow had hurt.
What do ye say, lads? Are we scared to have her join in our tournament? Scared?
They laughed.
Not on her life. All right, then,
the one she'd given a good smack to said. We'll let ye join us. She'd not planned for them to actually allow her. Och, she had all sorts of plans involving revenge and sneaking in dressed as a lad, but not once had she thought they'd welcome her.
And if I win,
his smirk widened,
we'll let ye be knight for the day.
Thrusting her chin forward, she gave him a righteous smile. The other lads balked, because it wouldn't be right for a lass to be the knight for the day, given that she was, well, a lass. The lad, a little taller than his friends, raised his hand for their silence.
But laddies, ye recall what happens to the knight for a day?
They narrowed their eyes, unsure what to say, for there was an ominous tone to his voice. The lass wasn't certain of what he spoke either. She only wanted to prove she was good enough, show her da she could beat the lads at their own game, that sewing and wearing dresses wasn't all she was good at. To prove that her brothers weren't the only ones who could help defend their castle, but what else happened?
The knight has to choose his lady. Who will be your lady?
The lad asked her, his grin growing wider. Well, she wasn't going to be sucked into whatever trick he was trying to lay on her. Crossing her arms over her chest, she looked at him confidently.
Why, ye, of course.
At that, the other lads fell to laughing once more. But the older lad she'd addressed only smiled.
If ye can be a knight, then I suppose I shall honour ye with being your lady for the day.
Even the lass had to giggle at that.
Ye're jesting.